Good morning and get ready with me to go explore Boston. So I found this lip tint on Amazon. It was like $9 or $10 and I absolutely love it. You gotta apply it on real thick and you look a little crazy while it's marinating is what I say, but it's totally worth it because you guys will see at the end, like this is the color of my lip up top. And then I put this on and I let it dry while I'm doing my makeup. I also don't like hate this color for like fall and winter stuff, not an everyday look by any means, but just to have. I don't have a mirror in here, so I'm literally going to be using TikTok as my mirror. So I just got this in the mail and it is Too Faced Born This Way. They have like a new formula. Actually, I'm gonna do this. And I'm excited to try it because someone DM'd me when I posted that it just came in the mail that it was like their favorite ever and it's so awesome. So I think it says it's medium coverage. Yeah, medium to full coverage, which is nice because I usually use this for Halo Glow, which I might go in on top of it with it depending what this looks like and see. But let's see what this looks like. Oh gosh, that's never happened before, but honestly, that's so nice because it usually takes 30 minutes. I have to work on peeling it off, but if we already have some... Wow. Okay. So next I'm doing this light Charlotte Tilbury Sunlit Diamond. Don't want to do too much because we're going to be tourists today. We're going sightseeing. We're going to look at all the history stuff that's here. I recently just found out, like, aka this morning, that there are, and also if this makes me sound stupid, I'm like, don't think I'm dumb, but there are wells in Boston, and I didn't know that. So I now have to figure out how we have time to go see the wells, maybe tomorrow. But like I have always wanted to see a well. One time when me and my mom and my little sister were in California, we were staring at this thing for so long. We thought it was a well. I was like, ah, like it's our first well. I'm like freaking out. And come to find out, it was a rock and it wasn't a well. And we even had people like walking by when we were freaking out and stopping to kind of see what we were looking at. And then they would just keep on walking because they were probably like, they probably knew it wasn't a well, but eventually, I would say it took us like 5 full minutes to figure out it wasn't. So ever since then, I've been very inspired to go see some wells. Like I've always wanted to see them. I just love animals. Like when I was a child, I was obsessed with like horses and cats and dogs and stuff. And so I still love all animals. And so I'm like, I just want to see them. They're mad. Now we're going in with some bronzer. Everyone here is so nice and so cool. I've never been to Boston before, so I was really excited whenever we got here yesterday because, like, I don't know, just seeing a new city is so exciting and it's so fun because everything and every experience is different and it's new. And so I would say it gives, like New York and Chicago vibes, but less people and, like, more walking and just, like, stuff to do like that. And then I love that it's like so close, well we are so close to the water, and because I love water, I think it's so pretty and I feel like it makes everything look just great. And then the breeze, it's just great. And the food here so far has been excellent. Like everything we've tried and everything we've eaten is so good. So today I'm on the mission to find the best lobster roll. Everyone has told me about Salty Girl or Captain James Hook. And so I think I'm gonna go to James Hook because to me that looks like more of my vibe. Salty Girl is like, I think it's definitely like more upscale and that's great and that's nice. But I'm like, let me get in there, like to the, like, I don't know how to explain it, but James Hook is just more my vibe. And so I'm very excited to try my very first ever Boston lobster roll. I've had a lobster roll before, just not from Boston, in Boston. Also, I'm very happy to report that the weather here is lovely. You don't know me. That song has been in my head since the flight yesterday. Boston is the name of the song, which is very obvious. Fitting. What is that? Now I'm basically done. Sometimes though I have to get, there's nowhere to peel, I just take a washcloth and peel it. All right, everybody, I'm ready for the day. This is the outfit I have chosen, and I think I'm gonna pair it with my white tennis shoes right there. And hello, Boston. I'm here to see you today.